Hello, this is Jim. Hopefully doing a quick audio audio boo. If it's not quick, then I'll just give up. This one's about Steve Jobs, I guess, and death. But anyway, and Twitter, I suppose. Basically, I work second shift, and I have a break that lasts from 6 to 7 approximately. It's the only break you get during the day or whatever, so it kind of fluctuates in size. Sometimes it's way too long, sometimes it's way too short. But anyway, at the very, very end of my break yesterday, the news of Steve Jobs dying came on Twitter. And if you want to know about horrible things happening in the world instantly, Twitter is the place to go. It's really amazing. Like not only how quickly you get the information, but it spreads. You know, I follow 1,300 people on Twitter, and there's a good number of them that aren't really people that I probably should weed out of my stream. But there's still quite a bit of actual real people that I follow that aren't just promoting things and whatnot. And it's really just amazing, like how quickly they're from all over the place, and just how quickly that information starts coming. It's like, a little trickle of, you get one thing, you're like, no way, and then, within a minute, there's 10 more different people reporting on what's going on. But I was very sad. I didn't even have time to react to it, really, because I had to go right to work. It was right at the end of my break when it popped up. And I went to work, and the place where I work at is, there's probably some people there, a very small percentage of the people in that building that would even have a reaction to the death of Steve Jobs. Like perhaps the bespectacled lesbian that works over in the other area. I've talked with her a little bit, and she seems pretty smart, and she's wearing spectacles, so I make the assumption that maybe she's a little nerdy or has a computer or something, but I really have no idea. But in general, I'm a laborer, basically. I work in a warehouse, and a lot of the people that work there are sort of farm boys / athletic type people from the little towns around this not particularly big city. And yeah, I could just imagine that maybe 1% of the people there would, at most, would even react to news like that. So it wasn't even something that I could discuss, really, with anyone. As for me, though, actually, just that fact, I brought that up because I thought that was interesting. Because while he was a really interesting human being, his importance only stretches to, like, a certain demographic of people, and no one else really cares. And he's also wildly wealthy, and he's essentially a product pitchman at this point in his life. Really interesting products. I'm using one now to do this audio boo. And anyway, there's a lot of different conflicting thoughts about the meaning of his death, what it really means, how important he really was. That sort of thing. My conclusion is basically, I was sad not because Steve Jobs touched me in some way, but because he was a man who got a disease that killed him way before he should have died. And he had a pile of money, and that couldn't even help, and that's kind of what makes it sad from my point of view. But in general, if you take out all the reasons not to be sad or not to be too worked up about it, the fact of the matter is that he was a really interesting person that spent his time very interestingly and actually had a sizable impact on a certain part of the world. And, as I said, I'm creating this thing called an audio boo on an advice that he didn't create, but he did imagine these sort of things into existence, in a sense. And I think that's nothing to sneeze at. So while it's not the greatest tragedy of all time, it's also, nothing to just dismiss out of hand, in my opinion. And that's it. Bye.